This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. I regret moving in with my lazy, unemployed boyfriend. No one cares that your kid made the honor roll.
I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show.
There. I said it.
Now, doesn't that feel better?
BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There, I Said It on the number one hit music station. 98 BXY.
Right, people are pissed. Got to get something off your chest this morning. All right, that's okay. We do too. 585-252-9800 is the number to call to clear
the air, baby.
All right, who's here? John weighed in first this morning. He said, yes, I'm a 38-year-old man, and I still pick my nose. I don't care if someone is turned off by something normal like that. If they are, they're not the one for you. Sometimes tissue doesn't do the job. There, I said it. It's not really considered normal. It's as much of it is as just a disgusting habit. But hey, if you want to walk around knuckle deep inside your nose in front of other people, then...
You do you, Johnny boy. Jackie's here. She says, why is it so hard for people to just pay you back? There, I said it. If you owe me money... pay me back right then and there. I shouldn't have to Venmo request you three separate times.
You know, we talked about this on the show.
This is why I don't lend people money.
Last week. We talked about how incredibly uncomfortable certain situations were. One of them being me having to crawl out the window in high school of my girlfriend's bathroom because I clogged the toilet and there was no plunger. The other thing next to that is asking people for money who owe you money. It's uncomfortable because you shouldn't have to do it, especially if they're family.
Why am I chasing you down for my money? Why am I...
why is Breezy having to curb stomp her best
friend? Asking for a friend. Asking for my one existing friend. Why am I chasing... it's like... oh, I don't, I'll do it when I get paid. It's my money! Give me my money! It's like that Pearl sketch with Will Ferrell. Where's my money?
Yeah, you don't want to, you don't want to mess with Breezy when you owe her money. But you, that's never going to be a problem because she doesn't loan money.
But sometimes I find myself in situations where somehow I am owed money. And I guess what, guys? Newsflash. I never get it until 3 years later.
Yeah, right?
All of her Why am I doubling as a debt collector?
Breezy goes into an Italian restaurant. Her friend's back is against the wall. She goes in the bathroom behind the toilet to get the gun.
I just start firing it in the air. I'm at Olive Garden all of a sudden in Victor.
Mine for today is I treated myself on Sunday to Taco Bell. Yes, I went to Taco Bell yesterday. It was a treat yourself after a nice Sunday fun day. Okay.
Did you have a gift card?
No.
Oh, you already used it.
Hard tacos are absolutely horrendous. They shatter everywhere. Yeah. You cannot eat a hard taco in your car if you have OCD.
Big mess.
Hard shells suck. There, I said it. You can't do it.
It's the same energy as a Nature Valley granola bar. The ones that just like you bite it and it just crumbles into your lap.
It's just you're covered in sawdust.
Yeah. So did you, there's a couple questions here. Did you just realize this yesterday? Like, was that your first hard shell or were you trying to just do it in the car or what was the vibe there?
Well, that morning, okay, I had Dunkin'. And you can't eat it.
Whoa, time out. We're not going to breeze over this. Can I just get this perfectly straight so there's no confusion? You had Dunkin' yesterday, Taco Bell, and then you went to Tin Cup Brunch?
No, I think it was Dunkin', Tin Cup, then Taco Bell.
That's correct. But then
Salvatore's Pizza.
I ended the night with Salvatore's Pizza.
He goes, I have no idea why my cholesterol is so high. It's so hard to manage.
Well, listen, what I'm getting at, the point I'm trying to make is you can't eat a croissant in your car, or as the French like to call it, a croissant.
A croissant.
They don't pronounce the T. It's just croissant. It exploded all over my dashboard.
So was there a croissant involved as well, or are we still on the taco?
Both. I was like,
he just doesn't know how to eat while he's driving.
Not him doing an all-you-can-eat buffet in his Honda Civic.
I was parked.
Oh, my God.
Okay, Moose just doesn't know how to eat in the car.
It makes a giant mess. I hate eating a croissant in the car along with a hard shell.
He goes, I'm doing everything I can to get my cholesterol down. It's just not happening.
Listen, I gave myself one day as a cheat day, okay, and I had 12 cheat meals. I don't know who this is. They said poppy soda is really gross. There, I said it.
Oh, you're taking in 4,000 calories.
So is any beer that's cream ale.
Okay, wait. Mine for today is this. I don't trust people who enjoy seltzer water. There, I said it. I need seltzer water. I need pomegranate flavored water, blueberry flavored water. Just drink water. My girlfriend drinks a 12 pack of seltzer a day.
It's not about that. It's not about the flavor, though.
What is it about? The carbonation?
Yeah, it tickles your upper lip.
Oh, my God. I love water. I don't think water should be messed with or altered. It makes me mad.
Intern Joe, go for it.
There's no reason other than like bumper to bumper traffic to be riding someone's ass on the highway.
I just got pulled over for that.
Yeah, she did.
I did. I just got pulled over for falling too closely. I didn't know you could get pulled over for that, but
she was riding this guy's ass.
Apparently, that's what the cop said, but
that's why I have a baby on board sticker on my back windshield.
They ride it even harder.
We'll go to Janelle. Ladies, stop shaving your eyebrows. You look like Voldemort from Harry Potter. There, I said it.
Real. Real.
Wait a minute. Something's missing. Oh, right. It's you. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800. 98.5,
the number one hit music station.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. But there's a reason we can't have nice things, especially in the city, you guys, because early Saturday morning, Rochester police went to the op shop on Charlotte Street for an alarm and found damage to the front door. The cash register was officially gone.
Jeez.
This is really disheartening. I mean, how much cash do they think people are going to keep inside that drawer before business closes up at night and goes home? Their entire savings? No. Probably just enough to make change with for the next day.
Like $100.
If you're not familiar, if you've never been to the op shop, it's a vintage boutique store that sells homemade vintage accessories. They're right next door to that coffee shop, the Ugly Duck, that so many people love. The shop posted pictures of the damage to the door, along with the following message on Facebook that read, about 5 a.m. this morning, someone broke into the op shop. They destroyed our front door. They took our cash register. It was a terrible and stressful way to start a Saturday morning. They went on to say that they opened on Saturday because it's the busiest day of the week. But, you know, instead of focusing on a normal work day, they got to go look for a missing cash register. It sucks.
So annoying.
Police said the investigation is ongoing, and anyone with information is please asked to call 911. Don't worry about being a snitch. When it comes to this particular case, you guys are fine.
You got
to
do it. You got to do it.
All righty. We got tickets to go see the Jonas Brothers because they refuse to stop touring.
They're never not touring.
They just don't want to do it.
My friend hauled ass to New Jersey yesterday to see them at Jonas Con.
That's right.
They ran out a whole mall for them to just sing all day.
Right.
Like, I love that for you.
They got to be close to 40 now. So if you, too, wear a purity ring and you want to go to the show, call us now at 585-252-9800. Caller 8 gets the tickets to KeyBank Center for their show November 9th. We do it next. Good luck.
98PXY is free and always will be. Just when you think you've got life figured out. You're a parent now. Moose and Breezy hear your dilemmas. Completely anonymous. And 100% supportive for another episode of PXY Mornings. Parental Confidential.
What is the longest road trip you've ever been on with your young kids? Speaks My Mornings, Moose Breezy. Robin from Henrietta rode in over the weekend. And, you know, I think a lot of parents are hesitant when it comes to traveling, especially with a one-year-old on a plane, because let's be honest, that's a nightmare. But what about a 20-hour car ride? Here's the message from Robin. Good morning. Hi, Moose and Breezy. I think I have a very relatable topic for your show. I could use some serious advice from other parents on this. I'm traveling about 20 hours with 3 kids in a couple of months. My husband does not think we need to stop overnight. He thinks if we leave in the middle of the night, the kids will sleep most of the way. We can power through to our destination. I think he's nuts, so I want to hear what others have done. How many hours did you travel? How often did you stop? Did it take you or your kids days to recover from the drive? What would you do differently? We have 1 3-year-old who has really bad ADHD, so I am already nervous. We have the iPads ready to go. I'm sure we're going to have plenty of snacks, but anything else I need to worry about? I'm mostly worried about my 11th-month-old, but having multiple kids is not easy. How would you travel 20 hours with them? Thanks for any help.
Insane.
Okay.
Insane.
That, first of all, yeah, your husband might be a little delusional. Maybe you don't need to stop and spend the night. I don't know. But if you have one kid with ADHD, I mean, you're going to be stopping multiple times. What would be hilarious if he's like, no, we don't need to stop at all, not even use the bathroom.
No.
We're going to power through.
Pee in the cup.
I feel like that's what I would do.
No, fully. You definitely would. Which is insane.
I got to get from point A to point B as fast as possible.
We used to do this growing up. We used to drive through the night, and then we'd stop at a hotel and sleep in the parking lot.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Why not just get the room?
Too expensive.
Your dad, man. Your dad will save a penny wherever he can.
Had to do it. Had to do it.
How do you think they were able to, after all these years, to afford that kitchen remodel?
No, totally. And we'd be driving through the night to head to the airport in Pittsburgh. It's like, what are we doing here, you know?
585-252-9800. We got a couple texts coming in. Did any of you guys as kids do what I do and sleep in your clothes the night before? So
what?
When you woke up, you were ready to go. Yeah, we used to do that all the time.
Freak.
Joe?
I did that a couple times.
Yeah, right?
But like, I would never plan, like, towards my teenagers, I would never plan what I was wearing the first day in the car. I said, I'll dress in something comfortable, and then...
Oh, yeah, that says a lot about you. Yeah. I would be ironing my clothes the night before as a 9-year-old. Make sure they were fully pressed, laid them out, get into them when it was time for bed, and then wake up the next morning.
No, you're insane. You would be lucky if I even had clothes on. You know what I mean?
Breezy going through TSA with nothing on. Okay, like, you look good, miss.
I'm like, I mean, you don't have to strip search me.
Spread them. Let's go over to Lori. 20 hours without an overnight stop with 3 kids sounds insane. Even doing it in 2 days, 10 hours a day is going to be quite difficult. I'd split it over 3 days. 2 overnight stops make the travel part of the experience. That sounds like an awful idea.
No,
that
sounds horrible. No, it couldn't sound worse. It just couldn't sound worse.
Sorry, Lori. That sounds really bad. Especially dads don't like that. No. They want to get there ASAP. Come on! We're making great timing! Let's go!
Come on, guys.
They hate being late.
Can't you hold it for 30 more minutes?
Yeah. We're actually nowhere close to a rest stop. I'm so sorry.
If your husband thinks he can pull off 20 hours with three kids without spending the night somewhere, he is delusional. But I do admire his optimism. Yeah, thank you, Abby. How far did we drive growing up as kids? Because we would fly.
We used to drive to Florida.
Yeah, we used to drive to Florida.
That's a long
24 trip. Hours.
That's like, over 20 hours for sure.
It's like, yeah. I think it's 24 hours.
But you would stop in a motel parking lot and spend the night in the car.
So, I mean, I think at that point we were, I don't know, because we would drive to Myrtle Beach and we would stop and sleep in a parking lot.
Really?
Very dangerous now that I think about it.
That is a little, but did you guys have a car, a van, a minivan?
We had a van and we had one of those things that you put on the top, you put the luggage in.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then my parents were so innovative. They didn't want us bitching whatsoever. So they would bungee cord one of the small TVs between the two armrests. Like that was before portable DVD players and stuff.
They bungee cord your brother to the roof.
They would literally bungee cord a little like square TV in between and
sure.
Plug it into the cigarette lighter.
Oh, the cigarette lighter. Good morning, Moose and Breezy. We did a 14-hour trip when my youngest was 9 months. And let me tell you, your husband is DeLulu.
Yeah.
Night drivings do help, but 20 hours straight is rough, even with the best case scenario. If I could do anything differently, I'd have planned longer meal, stretch breaks, and I would have packed more easy access snacks and toys. You got to keep the kids distracted. Guys, I drove from New York to Colorado and back, drove straight through approximately 37 hours, stopped every 2 to 4 hours during the day. My kids were 1 and 3. It's possible, but yes, the iPads and snacks ready to go help. Just don't let them drink a lot or you're going to be stopping every couple miles to use the restroom.
I wasn't going to share this story because it is quite traumatic, but I'll do it anyways because, you know, I'm obsessed with my job and you got to put it out there. So,
all right. Well, are we doing a, is this a flashback?
It's, yeah.
Oh,
it's
all right.
The year was 2009.
Okay. So a couple years ago.
Yeah, it was last year. Actually, I think it was like, maybe it was like 2011. It doesn't matter. And we ended up driving to Florida in a van with my mom, my dad, my brother, my aunt, me, and my friend.
My God.
So we had 6 humans and 2 dogs.
Was this a school bus or a small van?
It was like an Odyssey.
It's a
Honda Odyssey. Town and country. And we got like just at the panhandle coming back and my dog's anal glands started dripping. So we had to pull over. It stunk up the whole car.
Weird sentence. All of that was in one sentence.
Yes. And we had to pull over the car and pop the anal glands.
This isn't a story that needs to be shared.
No, I think it did.
It did. Okay.
I think it was.
So what's the end conclusion here? What was the conclusion here?
Saying you really need to take into consideration who you're taking on these trips.
Okay, but we're talking about her and her 3 kids.
I'm just saying.
I'm sure none of them have issues with their glands.
But if they're babies, they're pooping, they're peeing, diapers. Like, you need to take all of that into account as well.
I'm sure. I'm sure they're very aware of that. They have
not
3
kids. Dad. He's like, we'll drive for 3 days. She's like, our kid needs to eat. He's like, screw it.
Just hook him up to an IV.
Yeah, they're good.
Hi, Moose and Breezy. We did 16 hours with a 6- and 5-year-old. The key is to leave at 10 p.m. after the kids are asleep. They'll sleep through close to half the trip, making some stops at my parks after they've been up for a couple hours. It helps them deal with the length of the trip. And then I'll leave it with Crystal, who says, you're aware that driving with kids this young basically doubles the time, right? So budget 40 hours in the car. There's no wrong or right way to do this type of trip. It just depends on your kids and how well they do with a 20-hour car ride. So she's saying you got to automatically double that 20 hours because you're going to be stopping a lot?
I don't disagree.
Double's crazy, though.
No, thank you. We drove to Wildwood, New Jersey when I was like 14 years old for a family vacation. And I just remember listening to Gwen Stefani nonstop in my CD player. Hey, the old Discman ready to go.
B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
All right, so yes, it sounds like a lot of people are like, your husband's crazy. You're going to have to do the stops. There's no way around it.
She already knew
that,
though.
Robin knows.
She knew. We helped 0%, but I'm so glad we got to air that story.
Yeah, thanks for your story.
It was traumatic.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.